337. What is the name for that part of the Divine Liturgy in which the sacrament itself is celebrated and consecrated? The Liturgy of the Faithful, because the faithful only, that is, the baptized, have the right to be present at this service. 338. What is the most essential act in this part of the Divine Liturgy? The utterance of the words which Jesus Christ spake in instituting the sacrament. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the new covenant. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 28. And after this, the invocation of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of the gifts, that is, the bread and wine which have been offered. 339. Why is this so essential? Because at the moment of this act, the bread and wine are changed or transubstantiated into the very body of Christ and into the very blood of Christ. 340. How are we to understand the word transubstantiation? In the exposition of the faith by the Eastern patriarchs, it is said that the word transubstantiation is not to be taken to define the manner in which the bread and wine are changed into the body and blood of the Lord. For this none can understand but God. But only thus much is signified, that the bread truly, really, and substantially becomes the very true body of the Lord, and the wine the very blood of the Lord. In like manner, John Damascene, treating of the holy and immaculate mysteries of the Lord, writes thus: It is truly that body, united with Godhead, which had its origin from the Holy Virgin. Not as though that body, which ascended, came down from heaven, but because the bread and wine themselves are changed into the body and blood of God. But if thou seekest after the manner how this is, let it suffice thee to be told that it is by the Holy Spirit, in like manner as by the same Holy Spirit the Lord formed flesh unto himself, and in himself from the Mother of God. Nor know I aught more than this, that the word of God is true, powerful, and almighty, but its manner of operation unsearchable.